Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Chair. I am Miguel Urbano. I'm a deputy of the European Parliament. First of all, I would like to criticize the change in methodology established by the Chair as regards the work of this session. The proposal from the Chair that we referred to recently has been drafted in an opaque manner. This is against the spirit of the process and more than a compliment for moving towards our alleged common goal. It seems a proposal to devoid the process of its content. Therefore, it is important that we return to the basis of the mandate 26/9. This launched the process, and it allowed us also to adopt substantive norms, binding norms, that established concrete, differentiated obligations for transnational corporations in international law and human rights law, as well as sanctions that arise from the incompliance of the same. Let's not fall into a trap. Regionally and internationally, these efforts are significant but not sufficient. We cannot merely have an international treaty that merely includes good intentions or best intentions. But there cannot be voluntary auto-regulation by states. They have proven to be absolutely to be a failure. We need mechanisms, binding mechanisms, legally binding instruments that address impunity and violations of the corporate power, ensuring a right to the access of justice and redress, because respecting human rights cannot be a compliment. It can't be an option. It has to be an obligation. This year, Your Honors, we will see the 50th anniversary of the Salvador Allende statement before the UN calling out the corporate powers. Now more than ever, we are living a war between the corporate world and life. If we elect life, if we choose life, we must put the rights of our peoples in the center. We don't need pretty words. We need facts, binding instruments, because our life and the planet are worth so much more than the profits for a small handful of multinational corporations. I thank you very much.